As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Abner and his wife will never get than the Johnson farm. Yesterday, after being passed up by the mail hack driver, they were quarantined when one of the Johnson children contracted measles. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking on the telephone. Listen.
All right, can of sorghum. 5 yards of dress goods. Pokey dotted. And what else now, Mrs. Adams? We're having a special on hominy right now, cents under ceiling price. Yeah, all right then, Miss Adams. Well, no, I can't guarantee you'll get this order today. I'm having a little trouble with the delivers. See, Abner's still out of town. Oh, you had a call from him, huh? Whereabouts did he say he's calling from? Texas, huh? What else did he tell you? Uh-huh.
Hey, Mom, I got a telegram. Oh, excuse me, I never noticed you was on the phone.
Be through here in a minute, Grandparents. Yeah, it is nice that Abner's having such a big time, Miss Adams. Well, I'll do the best I can on delivering your order. Yes, Mom. All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
Hey, Mom, I got a telegram here for Abner, and I don't understand the pigeon-toed thing at all.
Don't understand it? How do you know what's in it, even? Do you open all the telegrams you deliver?
No, of course not. That's again the rules of my profession.
Well, how do you know what's in the telegram, then?
Well, if you hold them up to the light, you can get a pretty close idea what's in it.
Well, who's this one from?
It's from Fred. You know, Abner's brother-in-law down in Texas. He says that Aunt Agatha's got there and wonders why Abner and Elizabeth ain't showed up yet.
Oh, well, ain't nothing so hard to understand about that.
Yeah, but the telegram was sent this morning, and I got a long-distance call from Abner last night. And he told me how he's enjoying himself down there in Texas.
Oh, I see. Well, I can straighten you out on that quick enough, Grandpap. Abner and Elizabeth ain't down in Texas.
Why, he is, too. I told you he called me from there.
No, he never. He was calling you from the Johnson place, just 4 miles out of town.
Johnson place? Are you sure that's where he's at?
Sure, I'm sure. It's all the further they got.
Why, that little varmint. That spavin-legged little varmint. Trying to make me think he's down in Texas when he ain't. That ornery little critter.
Well, now, don't be too hard on him, Grandpap. It ain't altogether Abner's fault that they're stuck out there.
Well, if he's out to Johnson's place, why don't he say he's out there?
Well, I can tell you why. He don't want nobody to know where he's at.
Don't know what, but know where he's at?
Well, he's feared he'd be the laughing stocks of the town. Him and Elizabeth made such a to-do about going away on this trip, and so now he's afeard everybody'll josh him for not getting no further away than 4 miles from town.
Well, why didn't they get further away, then? Why are they staying out there to Johnson's place for?
Well, they have to. You see, when they left, the mail hack driver got fed up with them and went off and left them at the Johnson place. They got in some kind of an argument, and Elizabeth wouldn't hike hitch to the county seat where they was going to catch the train, and wherever they could get out of there, one of the Johnson young'uns come down with the measles, and now the whole batch of them's quarantined.
Oh, for the double loamy sakes. Quarantine, huh?
That's what's happened. And you can imagine what's going on out there. All them people cooped up in that little house. Now, I don't envy Abner at all. Feel downright sorrowful for him.
Not with that Johnson, anyway. There's the honest critter I've ever knowed in my life.
Yeah, but that ain't the worst part about it. Mr. Johnson's uncle's out there, too.
You don't mean Uncle Earl.
That's the one, Uncle Earl. When it comes to honoriness now, he outcaps Mr. Johnson 6 ways for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that Uncle Earl. He's a sight. I wouldn't want to be around him for more than 2 minutes at a time. Reckon how long Abner's going to have to be quarantined in there?
Well, I don't know. I tried to call Doc Miller a while ago to find that out. What I'm afeard of now, I'm afeard Abner will get himself in a lot of trouble playing that slide trombone.
Slide trombone?
Yeah, I guess I never told you about that. See, somehow or other, this Aunt Agatha got the idea that Abner was a big trombone player. And Elizabeth never told her no different. Fact is, she sort of built up the idea. Sounded good to her. So, when she found out that Abner was going to have to meet Aunt Agathy, why, she borrowed the Macmillan boys' trombone and told Abner he had to learn to play it before they got to Texas.
Well, that's the pigeon-toadiest one thing I ever heard. You mean that Abner is actually toting a big trombone horn around with him?
He's not just toting it, he's driving everybody stark, raving, mad, crazy playing it, according to what Doc Miller says.
Well, he must knock somebody down every time he pushes that sliding part of the horn out, crowded as that house is.
Oh, it must be awful. And just think of that one young'un laying in bed with the measles and having to listen to that horn blowing all the time.
Yeah, if I was Mr. Johnson... Wait a minute. There comes old Finest Peabody up out there, Abner's papa. Why don't we send him out there and tell him to get his boy and take him back home?
Well, he can't do that. And anyways, I don't think we ought to even tell Finest where Abner's at. He'd blab it all over town.
Well, what's wrong with that? Oh, Abner don't want nobody to know.
And I don't think we ought to ruin what little fun he's getting out of this trip. Because he'd just be embarrassed to come back here and let folks know he never got out of town. Mind out, here he comes. Now, don't say nothing.
No, I ain't going to say nothing. Yes, howdy,
Lum. Well, how do you do, Mr. Peabody? How are you today?
I just had a phone call from... Oh, howdy, Milford.
Yeah, howdy, fine.
I say, I just had a phone call long distance from my boy Abner.
Oh, you did? I suppose he said he was calling from Mineola, Texas.
Yes, sir, that's just where he said he was calling from, Mineola, Texas. That's the town, all right, Mineola, Texas. He called me from there, Lum, long distance, Abner did.
Yeah, you just told us that.
Yep, he called me long distance, it was, from Mineola, Texas.
Well, that's not...
Yes, sir, long distance. Yeah, Abner's a good son.
Well, what all did he tell you he was doing down there?
Let's see. What all did he tell me? Said he'd joined some big band down there, I believe. Said he was going to lead some big parade with his trombone.
Why, that little varmint.
Grandpap Heshaw.
What did you say, Milford?
He never said nothing, Mr. Peabody. Just tell us what else Abner's doing in Texas.
Yeah.
You just don't know how interesting this is to me.
Well, sir...
Just a minute, Mr.
Said,
Peabody. I think that was our ring.
Oh,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello, Johnham Downstore and Library. Lum Edwards talking. How's that? Well, calm down. I can't make out nothing you're saying. Oh, it's Mr. Johnson, huh? Well, I can't do nothing about that. He's quarantined in there. But Doc Miller says he can't leave, though. Well, take the trombone away from him. Well, wait till he ain't playing it then. Then you can get close enough to him to grab it. Well, you just have to figure it out for yourself then. Well, if I see Doc Miller, I'll see what I can do. All right, Mr. Johnson. Goodbye.
Who is that, Lum?
Oh, I forget now. Nothing important.
Was it somebody in Texas? I heard you mention something about the trombone.
It was... Somebody from Texas, I think.
Well, what did they say? What is Abner getting himself into that parade like he said he was going to?
Well, I wouldn't say it was exactly a parade he's getting himself into.
That must be it. Abner told me on the long-distance telephone that it was going to be the longest parade ever held anywhere in the world. Now, that's what he said.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Abner's a good boy, Lum. I'm proud of how he's turned out. I never figured he'd ever get to where he'd be leading the big long parade, though.
Well, I can tell you a thing or two about that boy of yours.
Grandpap, recollect what I said.
Yes, sir. Abner's a good boy. Leading the parade, my own son. I wished I could be there to see it. I'd stand there and cheer and wave my hat.
Wait a minute, Mr. Peabody. There's the phone again. Just a minute. Hello, Johnham Downstore. What's that? Emergency call. Who is this? Miss Johnson. Why, no, Doc Miller ain't here. Well, what's the matter? Is your young'un worse? Oh, for pity's sakes. Oh, you don't mean it. Well, I'll try to get hold of him. Yeah, all right, Miss Johnson. Goodbye. What's the trouble now, Lum? Uncle Earl and Mr. Johnson wropped Abner's trombone around his head, and he's out cold.
Hey, Mr. Johnson done that? Is he down in Texas, too?
No, you might as well know the truth, Mr. Peabody. Abner's out at the Johnson's place. He ain't in Texas now.
Well, I do know. Now, there's a true Peabody for you. I'm prouder than ever of him now.
Prouder than ever?
Well, sure, he said he was going to lead the longest parade in the world, but I never dreamed it would run from Mineola, Texas, clean up to the Johnson's place. That Abner's a good boy.